broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web. You're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Relationships, love, and sex, the spices of life, driving us all and commanding the wheel, is the media darling in the complex world of human behavior. Expert therapist, author, and radio host, Dr. Jane Greer. Sit back, buckle up, and enjoy this fast-moving ride with fascinating guests. HealthyLife.net welcomes you to the Doctor on Call Hour with Dr. Jane Greer.
Hi, everybody. Helping yourself to know-how is why you're here with Dr. Greer, and you're listening to the Doctor on Call Hour at HealthyLife.net. Today on Pop Psych, we are speaking with two wonderful authors who are providing experience and advice from their latest books. First, we're talking to Linda McKenzie. Linda is a multi-book author, radio host, world-renowned psychic, and hypnotherapist who founded HealthyLife.net. She's appeared on hundreds of radio shows, almost all network cable TV channels, and in several award-winning documentaries. Linda has recently written a book called Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss, and I am delighted to welcome her to the show today and to speak with you. Hello, Linda. It is such a pleasure to have you here.
Well, I always like speaking to you, Jane. You know, you're one of my top people, you know?
Well, thank you so much. That means the world coming from you. And let me say, talking about your book, you know, Linda, right now, could it be more timely? Because so many people are turning to medication drugs for losing weight. In addition, they're marketing it, obesity is a disease, so that people are more comfortable with medication and an injection. And understandably, for many people, that is a viable option and a good resource. But with that being said, in your book, Total Mind, Body, Spirit, Weight Loss, you explore the transformative power of the mind in reshaping the body that's designed to help you shed the unwanted pounds and maintain your ideal weight. So let's get started on understanding how people can do it internally, how the mind affects weight loss, and how people can do it internally, and what your perspective is.
So, okay.
Jumping right in, what motivated you to write this book, and what experiences have you drawn from?
Okay, well, it took me about 2 years to really figure out all of the pieces and parts. And quite frankly, I had written and produced a audio tape series back in 2007, which won a lot of awards and was reviewed by the Olympic Committee. And I had never written the book, though, and I didn't do an audio book on it. So what happened was that when the weight loss drugs were coming out, you know, they're in the news everywhere with many more on the horizon.
Right.
And they're expensive. They're only completely
right.
effective as long as you take them. And then they can have these debilitating side effects like stomach paralysis, colon blockages, and even thyroid cancer. Thyroid cancer. So, and the other thing is that not everybody can pay $1,000 to $1,500 a month. And who would actually want the side effects of never being able to digest your own food again? So,
But do people know this? I mean, it's really amazing. You look in the news, you look at the celebrities, people who have always carried, you know, 20, 30, 40 pounds, everybody is suddenly slender and slim. And, of course, it's wonderful, certainly, you know, for people, even Oprah, who struggled with her weight all this time, finally said, you know what, I surrender, I accept, and anything that helps people lose the battle of the bulge. But it seems like nobody is talking about the side effects and the consequences and the risk.
Well, what's happening is that there's only now are there starting to be some, court cases against them, because it takes some time to do that, you know, because it you only keep the weight on as long as you get the injections, right? So, and then you don't know until after you take it for a while that it's actually doing any side effects. But mainstream media now has, if you look at, I mean, let's just be real. If you look at mainstream media, every media, radio, TV, magazines, newspapers. What is the number one advertiser? Big Pharma. Okay. They're not going to be able to tell you that there's alternate ways to do this. Now, when I did this weight loss tape, people were losing anywhere from 12 to 15 pounds in 6 weeks without dieting, without changing what they were doing. And then our poster guy, he lost 100 pounds in, I think, 5 months. And without dieting, without drugs. And you can use your mind to do this. And so I wanted to give people a way to do this without having to spend a lot of money or having to have the side effects. So that's why I kind of released this book now again, so that, you know, that people have that opportunity.
Well, I think it's absolutely fantastic timing, because what you just said, you know, the truth is this is quite a gold mine for the pharma companies, because if you stop the medication, if you stop the drug, you're going to gain the weight back. And the truth of the matter is weight loss is about the mind and making up your mind to figure out what you can eat and what you can't eat to lose weight and to maintain weight. So let's jump right into what you talk about as the four stressors that are the major culprits to gaining weight.
Right. And I do not think it's just, what you have to do. The reason that just using your mind doesn't work, it's because that you don't really actually make a total commitment, right? Because you might not know why the reasons that you are gaining weight. So when I started looking into this, I saw that there were four types of stress that actually cause the weight gain. So if we put it in that way that we can manage the stresses, then we can lose the weight naturally. And so the first type of stress is nutritional stress. And, of course, that's not when we're getting the right nutrients. And what that happens when we don't get the right nutrients, our body doesn't process food correctly. For example, you know, I owned a vitamin manufacturing company for 8 years. And, one of the things that most people don't know is that your digestive enzymes stop at the age of 35. You know, they start going, they don't stop, but they start going down, so you can't digest your food. So when you can't digest the food stays in the body longer and turns into fat. So therefore, digestive enzymes will help you, do it. But most people don't know that if you take a digestive enzyme, you should take, change the type every couple of months. You know, you take them before meals. They're natural things, and they break down proteins and fats and milks and all sorts of stuff. And so there's lots of tips like that in the book. So that's one. And so the second one is emotional stress, and that's eating for the wrong reasons and holding on to weight. For example, there's a lot of women, there's more than, I think, one in five gets assaulted by a family member before they're, 12, And so what happens is that you don't really realize that when you are sexually, I had three attempted rapes before I was 11. And so what happens is that you don't realize that somewhere deep in your psyche, you want to look unattractive. So you hold on to the weight for these emotional reasons, right? And so, and you don't even realize, because it may come from, the past. So what this does, the emotionals help you to develop cravings. It's like a lot of psychics, what will happen is after they do a reading, they'll start eating chocolate and lots of sweets to replenish the energy. Well, they're not using the energy right, because I'm a size 4. So,
you would hope that you're able to maintain your energy supply without having to insulate yourself and potentially gain weight or load your body up with too much sweets by helping other people.
Right, exactly. And then so all these emotional ties to eating help to develop cravings and food dependency and even overeating. And then the next stress is physical stress, and that's when you don't get enough exercise. Maybe most people don't know this, but exercise is the number one thing for anti-aging, to make you look good. So, you really need to exercise. So when you don't get enough exercise, it slows your body metabolism down and increases fat storage, because your body, of course, doesn't use the food that you eat. And then the last one, which maybe a lot of people don't know and is very important these days, is outside pollutants and food and drug pollutants. that slows down food digestion and other body processes. And a lot of the over-the-counter drugs, a regular drug that you take has 52 minimum side effects. So if you're taking 10 drugs, you've got 500, that's minimum. And that's not over the other stuff, but every drug has like 52 side effects. So your body is always, so you take 10 drugs, you have 520 different processes in your body that your body's trying to say, huh, what's going on here? So, and like Prozac will make you gain weight. So a lot of times you don't even realize that. And then the outside pollutants. Here in California, we have a lot of freeway driving, and there's a lot of gasoline and fumes and exhaust fumes. And remember that 30% of the fat in our body is to provide for the immune system, and then another 30% is to applies to making your brain work correctly. So the and then the rest is just there, I guess, because when you reach middle age, it's really tough to get them out. So, you know,
so let's circle back though, because you said something that's so important and so powerful, and that is the power of exercise. Now, I know as a therapist, I've listened to people verbalize their goals, their intention. I had a gentleman one time, and God bless him, he said, you know, Jane, I'm going to get up every morning at 5 o'clock, and I'm going to the gym, and I'm going to work out for an hour, and then I'm going to, you know, come back home, shower, go to work, take the train for an hour into the city. And I'm listening to this, and I'm thinking, this is never going to happen. He is never going to be up every day at 5 o'clock, you know, working a 12-hour day and all the things that he had on his plate. He's just not going to have the energy to follow through with his motivation. How do you encourage people? So I said to him, can we come up with another plan that might be more viable and within reach? Like, how about if you went to the gym 3 times a week for a half an hour just to get started and get your rhythm and get into exercising and not overstretching your muscles and winding up, you know, achy and painy? How do you encourage people to find in your program a realistic exercise plan so that they can sustain their motivation?
Well, that's the beauty of this. That's the beauty of this program, is because what happens is that it all uses visualization, and visualization or self-hypnosis is very strong in allowing you to keep the logical side of the brain, which is A, B, C, D, and your right creative side of the brain is the one that creates things to happen. So what it does, it actually lets you see what is stopping you from losing the weight on a mind, a body, and spirit level. You actually meet yourself and you talk to yourself and you actually find out the different reasons. Now, the funny thing is once you hear something that's truth, you cannot deny it, because it'll keep going round and round and round until you get it. So what happens is you use these visualizations and whatever it is that you need for the day, and it takes less than 30 minutes a day. So with exercise, you do a visualization that you find the right exercise for you. You actually see it. You know, there's a visualization that you do, and you actually see the right exercise for you. And then there's all sorts of triggers in there that you learn the joy of exercise. So you can actually retrain your brain to make your body feel as good as it looks. So it kind of walks you through that exercise subliminally to make you find the right exercise for you and do it and enjoy doing it. And also have the picture in your mind that as you're doing it, you're changing your body. And so it's a very powerful force to get you to exercise. And it's a normal thing to do then. I mean, you just automatically do it.
So how do you encourage people to start with a visualization that will be tailored to them?
Well, it doesn't have to be tailored to them. You know, the visualizations in the book are there. They use 3 different kinds of methods of self-hypnosis, and it's good for everyone. Every single person can use these things, because these are the triggers that are beneath everything and everyone's weight gain. So that's why it works so well. You know, that's why the program was reviewed by the Olympic Committee, because it was working very well.
And so how much time do people need to invest? If somebody wants to start your program, They read the book, they want to start the program, and, you know, really make a commitment to it. How much time do you suggest that they need to put aside? Like, how do they operationalize it, I guess is my question.
Right. It's less than 30 minutes a day, 15 minutes in the morning and 15 minutes at night. And what you do is you figure out, you know, there's all sorts of, you know, there's a mind transformation, you know, part where you release negative behavior patterns, reduce food intake naturally, and alter your emotional ties to eating. Then there's body transformation, where you stop cravings and hunger, control overeating effortlessly, and naturally select the right foods for you. And then there's the exercise, you know, program. And there's also another thing that happens is that you are what you eat, but you are also, you are what you think. So we, you know, we've got these stresses in our lives, and we also want to learn to think thin, because by reinforcing the thought of being thin, it boosts your mind into accomplishing effective weight loss. So you actually harness a thought form energy to self-empower yourself to success. So what you do is you decide that it's Thanksgiving. Well, you want to reduce your food intake naturally that day, right? You don't want to overeat. So you'll pick the mind transformation visualization, and then you'll do that in the morning. And then you will also pick a stress meditation and a thinking thin meditation. All of these are less than 5 minutes, you know, and all you have to do is read them and visualize them.
So they're there for you. This is phenomenal.
Right.
In other words, people do not have to be creative and come up with their own recipes as such. It's really thinking and tailoring it to your own level of comfort to pick and choose. Can you give us some examples of what a visualization would look like, or what exercise would work for somebody so that they're not thinking, oh God, I have to run, you know, 2 miles, or I have to do 100 sit-ups. Like, what are some of the more user-friendly exercises that people can incorporate in, and or visualizations that people can start to do?
Well, there's a whole thing. It tells you exactly how to do it in my book so that you can maximize. So every day you'll figure out what it is you need. So, for example, if you need exercise motivation, you'll sit down, and I think it's where you watch a television and you actually see yourself doing an exercise, and it could be walking. Whatever it is your body knows exactly what's right for you at that moment, in any time. No, you should never give away the power of your health to anyone or anything, because you're your own best psychic, in other words. You're your own best interpreter of what your body is. A doctor has general things, but he doesn't really know you. But you know you. And so, therefore, you learn to feel, know, and trust yourself. And then you learn to visualize, and this actually moves the weight to come off. So it's tailored for you to, for example, to look at and find the right foods for you. You'll actually be able to see what foods on a table, what foods are right for you, and what foods are not. Well, at one point, maybe your body doesn't need any sugar, so it's on that table. You're not going to you're not going to see anything with sugar. But then later on, maybe you need a little energy. So when you go and do that visualization on the table that you should eat, you're going to find maybe there's a little piece of cake there. So this is how it works. It's individual, but it's done in a program that actually works, that is suited for you, but is good for the general public. That's why it took me 2 years to figure it out, you know, because this is not an easy task, you know. So.
No, it's really daunting. And, you know, I love the fact that, again, really what you're saying is you don't have to give up all the fat in food. You have to figure out when your body does need them or not. In other words, you know, when can you have a piece of cake, or when do you need to eat more vegetables? You know, the visualization piece is very much what the Olympic athletes use. As you, I'm sure you know, they visualize themselves doing the quad loop and, you know, landing the triple flip, and they visualize themselves making the touchdowns all the time. So it certainly works. We see it implemented and, you know, causing success for so many athletes. It certainly is a wonderful technique for people to bring that kind of success into their lives, to be able to live their best life in a way that's doable and viable for them. Linda, thank you so much, not just for writing the book, but for being here and sharing your wisdom with all our listeners. It's such a delight.
Well, thank you, Jane. This was really a pleasure. And if anybody wants to get the book, they can get it on Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble, Target. Any place has that.
Yes, absolutely. Everybody, you can learn more about not just Linda, but her book, Total Mind, Body, Spirit, Weight Loss. Amazon is there. All your favorite retailers are there. And www.lindamckenzie.net. So stay with us because we're going to be back in just a minute for more Pop Psych here at HealthyLife.net.
How could you do this to me? What about me? If your selfishness is ruining your relationship, or if you're trying to learn to trust after betrayal, then how could you do this to me and what about me are the titles of two separate books by Dr. Jane Greer that you should get to help improve your relationships. Imagine having a happy, loving, thriving relationship again. Get the help you need with How Could You Do This to Me or What About Me by Dr. Jane Greer at Amazon.com. Get your copy now at Amazon.com.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Dr. Jane Greer is recognized as a leading national expert in sex, love, and relationships. She's the type of person that you want to know. Filled with wisdom, kindness, and empathy, she spends her life helping people. Whether through TV appearances, on a radio show, through her books or magazine features and columns, or in person. Dr. Jane Greer's main goal is to help you. Find out more about Dr. Jane Greer by visiting her website at drjanegreer.com. That's drjanegreer.com. Hollywood. You don't have to be there to discover the inside scoop on the relationships and inside workings of the stars in showbiz or other famous people in the news. Imagine getting up close and personal as Dr. Jane Greer delves into how these celebrities are navigating their relationships with insider tips and insights that actually can help you handle your relationships better. Just go to drjanegreer.com and click on Latest News, and you'll get, well, the latest news at drjanegreer.com. The positive side of podcasts. Always have been, always will be. Uncensored, entertaining, timeless talk. HRNpodcast.com. Take a break from the dark side.
Welcome back to Pop Psych here at HealthyLife.net on the Doctor on Call Hour. I am Dr. Jane Greer, and I'm here with my next guest, Deborah Jacobs, who's the author of A Happy Move. Just love that concept. With over 29 moves under her belt, Deborah is practically a professional. She and her family have moved across the USA and even once to Korea. Along the way, Deborah learned numerous valuable lessons on everything from how to pack properly to do-it-yourself moves to how to hire the right movers for cross-country moves, which is a very big deal because so many people complain about items being lost, broken, stolen. On the pages of her book, she shares the good, the bad, and the happy experiences that can help others experience a methodical, functional process that results in a stress-free, happy move, which is just a great concept. And welcome, Deborah. It's such a pleasure to have you here today to talk about that. Thank you for being here. So let's dive right in. What inspired you to write A Happy Move? And what unique insights do you bring to the topic of moving?
Well, it's funny because, as you know, I'm a literary agent, is my full-time job. And I was discussing something with one of the big publishers I work with, and we were talking about moving, and they said, God, this is such a great concept. We will publish this if you write this book. And so I'm not a writer. So I went to my best friend, who is a professional writer, Britt Elders, and said, okay, you up for this? Let's write this book. And so we did. And it's published by Beyond Words Publishing. And, the inspiration was, you know, telling my stories and offering the advice and all these tips so people could actually have a stress-free move. or at least as stress-free as you can get. That was just what the concept was behind the whole book. Wait a minute. Sorry, I accidentally, yes, I hit the wrong button. So sorry about that. I was saying moving is such a great, the idea of moving for so many people is such a great, exciting opportunity. They're going to a new part of the country or a new part of town, a new state, a new job, a new facet of their relationship. They're going to be living with somebody or they're ending a relationship and they're going to be experiencing freedom and moving out. But with it does come a certain element of loss that, like, I had one person I remember she was telling me she was moving from one townhome to another in the same area, and she said to me, I just don't know if I'm going to have the same closet for my linens in the bathroom, which is so convenient that I love right now. And then I listen to people, you know, I'm moving, I'm going to miss the guy on the corner where I get my coffee, I'm going to miss going to the store to, you know, to pick up my groceries. So did you encompass that as well, in addition to the concrete logistics of how do you pack up everything? People dealing with not just the gain, but the loss that went with it that made it difficult to even get started or get overwhelmed by the whole process?
Absolutely. I learned fairly early on when social media became a thing to go to, like, almost every city has information pages on Facebook and Instagram, and I started asking people questions before I moved to their area. What did they have available for kids? You know, who did they recommend for doctors? What the best coffee shop was in the area? And you can get a lot of feedback before you actually move.
That's brilliant. In other words, don't go blindly into that dark night. Don't go cold. Go check out the area. Check out where you're going to be so that you familiarize yourself with it and don't feel so alien in the process of entering into a new space, in a new place.
Yeah, it's so important. People don't understand, I think, when they're going to move, the psychological ramifications of relocating. And like you said, whether it's just across state or across country, or out of the country. You know, we have a section in the book on international moves. There's so much you can do to alleviate that confusion, that anxiety, and that stress just by proper planning.
That is absolutely true. So let's talk about when you have a lot of stuff. Like, I know for myself, just contemplating moving, I think in terms of closets, the things that are in my closets, or my little small mementos all over the home that are little and tiny, and do I wrap everything up? You know, people have collections. I had one person who collected owl ceramics, and I had another person that collected rabbit, you know, ceramics and toys and stuff. When you're looking to, you know, sort of have all your stuff and not get it lost, what's the best way to start planning?
Well, one of the things that I discussed right at the first part of the book in the preparing the move section is walk around your house. Start purging. Things that you don't want or need, get rid of them. I mean, there may be a piece of furniture that you don't know if that 10-foot couch is going to actually fit in your new location. Do you really want it, or do you want to sell it now and not have to pay what it's going to cost to move it? I've done that many times with furniture, where, you know, I've gotten to a location and there's, like, no wall big enough to put the bookcase that I brought with me. So it's offloading, and you want to start that really early and go through everything in your bathroom. You can't move aerosol bottles, so get rid of them.
Right. Well, you know, but that raises, now you're hitting on another really compelling point. For people who are very attached to their belongings, let's say you're moving into a smaller space. You don't have room for everything that you currently own, but have a very difficult time
doing exactly what you're describing and getting rid of things. I have a couple that I've been working with and just trying to go through the apartment and agree on what they need and what they don't need to get rid of is daunting. They can't agree and they, you know, so they accumulate a lot of things. And I can only imagine if they came to moving, which they're planning, what's going to happen. So how do you encourage people to get rid of things that need to be gotten rid of?
Well, first thing, you get rid of the things that you know for sure you're not going to want or not going to need. If you're moving to another state and you have 100 plants, check with that state to find out what plants are even going to be allowed. You may not be able to bring them to the new state. You know, go through your stuff. First, get rid of what you absolutely don't need. Then look at, a lot of these moves are older people that are downsizing and going from a 3 or 4 bedroom house to an apartment. You know, check and see if you already know what the townhouse or apartment's going to be that you're moving into. Does it already have a washer and dryer? Don't bring it with you.
Right. So
you know,
see what you can.
And get rid of it. But little collections, things that are meaningful, that's when you come down to, this is something of value that's worth paying to move.
Okay. Holding on to something of value, this is a valuable conversation, and we're going to continue it after the break. So everybody stay with us, because we'll be back in just 1 minute for more of PopSite here at HealthyLife.net.
Dr. Jean Greer is recognized as a leading national expert in sex, love, and relationships. She's the type of person that you want to know. Filled with wisdom, kindness, and empathy, she spends her life helping people. Whether through TV appearances, on a radio show, through her books or magazine features and columns, or in person. Dr. Jean Greer's main goal is to help you. Find out more about Dr. Jean Greer by visiting her website at drjeangreer.com. That's drjeangreer.com. Hollywood. You don't have to be there to discover the inside scoop on the relationships and inside workings of the stars in showbiz or other famous people in the news. Imagine getting up close and personal as Dr. Jean Greer delves into how these celebrities are navigating their relationships with insider tips and insights that actually can help you handle your relationships better. Just go to drjeangreer.com and click on Latest News, and you'll get, well, the latest news at drjeangreer.com.
If you want USA and worldwide car rentals, choose rentacar.com. Free cancellations on most bookings, no hidden charges. They are trusted by over 4 million customers. Visit our advertiser page and click on the Rent-A-Car banner.
If there was a hotline to heaven, who would you call? In Dr. Jean Greer's book, The Afterlife Connection, you can learn to connect with a loved one who has passed, so you can say hello instead of goodbye. You'll get 7 tips for opening the channels of communication with your departed loved ones and recognize the signs your loved one sends your way. Learn how to include your departed loved one in your daily life, and you can even heal damaged relationships even after your loved one is gone. A special book by a therapist who cares, The Afterlife Connection by Dr. Jean Greer, gives you the tools for filling the gaps and creating a sense of closure. Get this amazing book today at Amazon.com or visit drjeangreer.com. www.drjeangreer.com.
Remember, media with integrity. www.healthylife.net.
Welcome back to Pop Psych here at the Doctor on Call Hour at HealthyLife.net. I'm Dr. Jean Greer, and I'm continuing my conversation with my guest, Stafford Jacobs, the author of A Happy Move, such a great concept. And we were talking about stressors and some of the suggestions you have for making the move seamless. Let's talk about when these moves are, the catalyst for them is the concretely, logistically, the lease is up. The lease is up. Are you going to re-sign the lease or not? Now, I know right now I've known and I've worked with couples that have literally ended their relationship and decided to get divorced because one person said, I'm not moving with you there. And the other person said, well, I'm not living with you here. And I know couples that have been really sort of like, you know, on the decline, And it comes to one person wants to stay and renew the lease, the other person doesn't, so they move out and they move on. Are those moves more challenging when they, as you said earlier, are layered with the emotional underpinning of the, you know, the relationship completely ending or transforming?
There's so many things that people don't think about ahead of time when they're going to move. And the relationship between the couple ends up, can end up being a problem. One wants to go to a townhouse where they don't want to have to take care of a yard. The other one wants an acre
right.
of land. And it can create lots of animosity. So when you
right.
know a lease is coming up and going to be ending, a few months before it, start talking about these things. Take trips. If you're moving within the same geographic area, take some trips. Go look and see what's available, what maybe would serve both. There's other things that fall into this exact same category. If you have children, you know, where are you going to move that has the schools that you want or the sports that they're going to be excited about leaving their friends to go start this new adventure. Also, your pet. You know, I had a couple that was moving to California, and they had two ferrets. And they got in a huge fight because you cannot bring a ferret into California.
Oh, geez.
So we have a resource section in the book at the end of the book where it breaks down by every state, you know, what their laws are, what their specifics are, so you don't run into this ahead of time. Again, it goes into the planning, but instead of having all this stress and anger, if you find out all the details ahead of time, and if you are financially able to go to a place and either buy or rent so you know where you're going before you actually start packing, it makes a huge difference in your stress level.
Yeah. Again, you know, it's so interesting. What you're saying makes such great common sense, but it's like anything else. If you're giving a speech, prepare. If you prepare, you cut through your anxiety. What you're saying is if you're prepared and you plan and you look and familiarize yourself, you're not going to be as overwhelmed. So that's a great tip for dealing with stresses. I want to shift gears before we run out of time. On a practical level, how do you know what mover to hire? I mean, I've heard so many horror stories of people who have lost, you know, their most treasured belongings, you know, things that have gone
right.
on that have been packed that were not there. How do you prevent that? How do you know who to hire? What to base it on?
There's a whole section about this because this is a huge, big deal right now, especially in the last 5 years. There have been so many fake movers that have popped up in, like, you'll Google, you know, moving companies, and it'll say, put in your email address, and you'll get 100 emails from unreputable movers as well as reputable movers. And some of them, and I have fallen into this myself, some of them are like, oh, we're going to save you money by charging you by the foot instead of by the weight. And when I did that, their quote was quite a bit less. They packed up the truck. The way they packed it, it went over the feet. And the guy told me either I came up with another $1,000 or he was going to hold my stuff hostage until I did.
Oh, my goodness.
So I tell people, vet, get free estimates, have them come to your home so you have a person you're working with. If they say, no, we can do it by phone, don't do it. You can also do DIY moves where you're renting a pod or you're renting a truck. And there's so many options. If you're going within a state, there are companies like Two Men in a Truck or Military Movers where they're very reputable, and they may be less money because they're not an interstate mover.
Right.
So you just have to figure out in your planning what is going to work best for us. Get all your estimates, sit down, look at your budget, because a DIY move when you rent a truck may be cheaper, but it may be harder. You know, it just depends on your capabilities. And now with, you know, some of these companies like U-Haul and Packrat, they'll actually, you can hire their people to unload you, so you don't have that old stress of, this is great, I can get it loaded, but what am I going to do when we arrive?
Right. Yeah, people don't even think of that. Like, if you pack up, but how do you unpack and how do you get it off? I remember somebody told me the movers came and they said, well, we got it here and we'll only take off the big items and the rest you have to unload. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. I never heard of that. But I guess it happens.
It's all in the contract. So you want to read whatever the estimate contract is. You read every single bit of that little tiny print. Because some of them, the big, really good, reputable companies can't charge you more than a certain percentage over what they quote you. So that helps. Some of them will say, you know, they have between this date and this date to deliver it. And if they don't make it, they have to give you money back. And I've had that happen, too, where they said they would be there in 10 days and I didn't see them for 3 weeks. So
wow.
You read every bit of the contract. If there's anything in there that sets weird with you, vet them. Call people. Get them to give you references. All people who have used them. Go on, what is the website for the Better Business Bureau? Check them out.
Right.
See what kind of complaints they've had.
Terrific advice. So if you've got a moving company who has broken something treasured, are they responsible for reimbursement only if in the contract? Or if it's not in the contract, it's just your tough luck?
Well, I tell everybody to pack themselves. If you follow my packing tips that I have on YouTube videos that are on the website, you pack yourself. I've only had one thing break in 29 moves. Because I learned really early on exactly how to pack. I don't.
Oh, I need that book. I need your book.
You do.
Really? So, but that's a lot of work. In other words, you pack everything into boxes, all your belongings, and your breakables.
Everything myself. Absolutely. It's really.
And how
not
long did
it
take you?
I'm 67 years old. You know, if I can pack myself, most other people, if not. And you're going to have the professionals pack you. Have somebody hovering of exactly what's going in the boxes and sit there with a felt pen so you can mark your outside of your boxes so you know when it arrives where it goes.
Fantastic. Listen, this was such great advice. Just the tips that you gave in terms of being prepared, familiarizing yourself, know what you're getting into, vet people out, read your contract, is so helpful and so absolutely useful for enabling people to have a happy move as opposed to a disastrous one. So I thank you so much for being here and sharing such great tips.
Thank you so much. And don't forget to have people go enter the contest we're running at ahappymove.com.
Absolutely. People, you can purchase a Happy Move on Amazon at all your favorite retailers, and you could learn more for your move at ahappymove.com. So when we come back, it's going to be time for Shrink Wrap. You don't want to miss it, so stay with us. We'll be back in just a minute.
Dr. Jane Greer is recognized as a leading national expert in sex, love, and relationships. She's the type of person that you want to know. Filled with wisdom, kindness, and empathy, she spends her life helping people. Whether through TV appearances, on a radio show, through her books or magazine features and columns, or in person. Dr. Jane Greer's main goal is to help you. Find out more about Dr. Jane Greer by visiting her website at drjanegreer.com. That's drjanegreer.com.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
If there was a hotline to heaven, who would you call? In Dr. Jane Greer's book, The Afterlife Connection, you can learn to connect with a loved one who has passed, so you can say hello instead of goodbye. You'll get 7 tips for opening the channels of communication with your departed loved ones and recognize the signs your loved one sends your way. Learn how to include your departed loved one in your daily life, and you can even heal damaged relationships even after your loved one is gone. A special book by a therapist who cares, The Afterlife Connection by Dr. Jane Greer, gives you the tools for filling the gaps and creating a sense of closure. Get this amazing book today at Amazon.com or visit drjanegreer.com, www.drjanegreer.com. How could you do this to me? What about me? If your selfishness is ruining your relationship, or if you're trying to learn to trust after betrayal, then How Could You Do This to Me and What About Me are the titles of two separate books by Dr. Jane Greer that you should get to help improve your relationships. Imagine having a happy, loving, thriving relationship again. Get the help you need with How Could You Do This to Me or What About Me by Dr. Jane Greer at Amazon.com. Get your copy now at Amazon.com.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome to the shrink wrap segment of Doctor on Call Hour, where it's all about what we can learn from the trials and triumphs of not only celebrities, but all relationships. The celebrity stars shine so brightly, and we all look up to them, yet we're puzzled when they fall, so shrink wrap is here to shed light on all. And joining me, as always, is Jay Cruz. Jay has an extensive experience background as a broadcasting professional, and he's used his experience to help produce, coach, and further the positive vision of Healthy Life Radio and all its numerous shows. Thank you for being here once more with Feeling, Jay.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's been a fun show today.
Oh, terrific. And it's a pleasure to be able to jump right in with you to talk about Jennifer Lopez's new documentary called This Is Me Now, a love story. It's so interesting. Jennifer says as a middle child, she felt the need to prove her worth to her parents and family. She felt neglected by her dad, who was always working, and her mom, who she felt was always the center of attention, and that this emotional neglect led to her becoming very hardworking and disciplined because she was really, she admits, seeking the love she didn't feel she received growing up from men, and like she felt her marriages were a way to feel good about herself. So there's been a lot of talk and a lot of feedback and a lot of commentary on the film itself, the things that she wrote about. Do you think her marriages were her way of feeling validated by men? You know, was that what she was doing? Was that her effort to feel okay and feel like she really had worth and value?
Well, maybe looking at it at the time or looking at it back over time, it might be a discovery that, you know, she and now maybe the public and her fans and followers, you know, can see a little more clearly now that there's been a yellow brick road to follow kind of back. But, you know, she's a throwback to the old Hollywood talent where, you know, she sings, she dances, she acts, she's funny, and she's, you know, and she's pretty. So that's like the five-star Hollywood actress everything. I grew up, and it's like every person in Hollywood could do all these things and had all these, you know, statistics. So it would seem that she would, you know, be able to kind of pick her own, but, you know, from the outside looking in, which is kind of how I always look at these segments, you know, it might have been something that she was looking to validate. She's had a number of, you know, very high-profile men that she's dated and married, so.
You know, I agree with you, and I have to just add, one of the women in the world who has, like, the most phenomenal, fabulous fashion sense, and just puts the most incredible outfits together and is just from head to toe stunning in anything and everything she wears, no matter what she does, is Jennifer Lopez. And, you know, I was taken aback because, as you say, she has so much. She is so talented. She is so accomplished. And let's not forget, she's got a great personality. She's so authentic in her interactions with the public, in the things that I've seen her on, from American Idol to her interviews. She's just down to earth and real, that it was so striking to me as a therapist to hear how much she has struggled with her self-esteem and self-worth. I can't help but wonder, because this album is, you know, the album and the documentary is attributed to Ben Affleck and to her reconnecting with him and his being the love of her life and the greatest love. I can't help but wonder about the impact that rejection of him and that relationship not working out the toll it took on her. Because, you know, it may be, maybe if it didn't end like that, maybe if she wasn't so, you know, just head over heels, wonderstruck in love with him, and the relationship ended, she might not have felt so devastated. Breakups just demolish a person's self-esteem. And maybe she would not have had to go from one man to another man to another man. Maybe she would have been able to hold on to some of her self-esteem had the relationship, had she landed differently. But I think it's very, very, very challenging to recover from losing the love of your life. You know, no matter what the logistics are and no matter what causes it, there's no way to survive it without feeling some element of rejection. And when we feel rejected, we feel inadequate and worthless and no good and lacking, and somehow have to rebuild our self-esteem and our self-worth and feel good about ourselves. And it seems like her work was one avenue, but she needed the men to want to marry her, because she just kept living with and marrying men. She needed to have somebody who did want to marry her in the aftermath of Ben not being able to. It just makes you wonder how it might have been different for her. But with all that being said, she really did do the heavy lifting in her homework, because the documentary is real. It shows her talking to her therapist throughout, how she had to go back and find this little girl who was neglected and scared, and learn how to be self-affirming and self-loving, to feel good about herself. And, of course, it helps that she reconnected with the love of her life. I mean, talk about regaining and reclaiming your self-esteem and self-worth. When you have that love that got away, you really fill a hole in your heart and yourself.
Yeah, and that's a great point. I mean, some of the other, you know, celebrities that she was involved with, Alex Rodriguez, very famous baseball player, and I think Mark Anthony, very famous, you know, pop star. These are men who have their own trajectory, their own fan base, and their own, you know, their own life and what they bring to the table. And, you know, those relationships didn't, you know, last as long, or it didn't seem as impactful. It definitely seemed that her and Ben Affleck were really the couple to be together. And if you look at, you know, Ben's life, you know, he was with Jennifer Garner, a great person from the outside looking at it again. But he seemed to, I don't know, it didn't seem to always be there. You know, I think she ended up, you know, having to deal with his baggage probably from the Jennifer Lopez aftermath. He, you know, there was, you know, a lot of drinking that he supposedly is taking care of, which might be a better place for him to be in a better place for Jennifer and their relationship and being able to reconcile. You know, maybe that was an issue back then. I don't know, but it's certainly, you know, something that's been in the public life. But it definitely seemed those two were destined for each other. Sometimes we see that, and sometimes it's volatile because they are so powerful, and maybe when they're in the same space, there's, you know, a little too much going on, and learning how to, you know, let you take the spotlight. It's time for me to have my spotlight or whatever, and navigating those careers. This is, you know, really a pure celebrity power couple. And I even thought the recent commercial they did that aired during the Super Bowl with Tom Brady was hilarious. Where she's just giving Ben a hard time, and he goes, "Tom, you can stay." I mean, you know, just to deliver that little line at the end is hilarious, because, like,
it was so adorable with him, you know, like mimicking and joking at her dancing and trying to do it. But to your point, which is an excellent one, I think back in the past, neither of them were prepared for being a powerhouse couple. And it seemingly said that was not something he wanted to step into. And even more recently, they said, oh, he looks uncomfortable. But, you know, when he was out with her at some of these, you know, public events. But she's attributed and acknowledged how much he's helped guide her career. And it sounds and it seems like he's gotten more comfortable with the intensity and high flame of her career. And they're both, and also, it's many years later, he's credited with so many talented films and producing and acting. He's holding his own.
Yeah.
She's holding her own. And together they're holding each other, and really glad about it.
No, I really am happy for, Bennifer 2.0. I mean, how many celebrity couples get the name where their names are combined? You know, we missed Bennifer, you know, or whatever the name was. Kind of goofy,
right.
But it's like, okay, there we are. A true couple, and great to see them succeeding in their second time around. We're just about out of time, but I also want to say one last thing. You know, just a couple short years ago, when she and Shakira performed at the Super Bowl, people were giving her a hard time for, quote unquote, revealing too much. And it's like, let's celebrate someone who's 50 years old and can pull that off and not have an issue with it. You know, she's amazing, and we should maybe celebrate her just being her, and probably check out this documentary and find out more about what really makes Jennifer Lopez tick.
Well, I agree with that, and I will just layer it with one more moment to say that I had the absolutely fabulous opportunity years ago. I went to Vegas with the intention of seeing her there. And if I tell you, I have never seen a show comparable to J-Lo in action. She was remarkable. The dancing, the singing, the intensity of it, the beauty of it. She's gorgeous, and she's so talented. And exactly what you said, it's time to recognize all that she is and celebrate all that who she is. And, it's great that she's celebrating herself and sharing herself so that people can do that by putting this out there. Well, Jay, I got to thank you, as always, for another wonderfully insightful conversation on the trials and triumphs of celebrity relationships.
Thanks for having me.
Join me next month for a new episode of the Doctor on Call Hour with more fabulous guests. Jay, thank you again.
Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. And everybody, be sure to visit me online at www.drjanegreer, where you can click on Amazon to get my book, Am I Lying to Myself? How to Overcome Denial and See the Truth. Follow me online at www.drjanegreer.com for relationship tips and advice. And thanks for listening, everyone. Remember, you can always get what you want when you're in the know.